God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle, miracle seed. I want you to begin to know that this seed shall cause you to come into a season of expansion, a season of favor, and a season of new beginning. And you're going to begin to see that the Lord says, I'm setting things into proper place for thee. For the Lord says, during the month of September, it seems like partners or others close to you may be difficult in the early part of the month. And yet God says, be sensitive to your associates' needs and feelings. And yet it seems like the attention is going to shift to finances around the 13th of the month. And yet, God says, if your financial priorities are different from a partner, someone close to you, it seems like conflict could somewhat arise. And just begin to open up open conversations where you can begin to move into honesty and openness concerning financial matters. So the Lord says that even around the 24th of the month, that the Spirit of the Lord is going to bring us some new opportunities for work. And you're going to begin to see there's going to be a really good time to begin also some kind of a possible exercise program. And with that, you'll be able to also quit any kind of habits that could be also be harmful to your health. Because there's a glory, there's a power, there's an authority upon you to do things and to stick to them, and so that they can begin to work out in your favor. So the winner in you shall begin to come forth. Because God says, I'm shifting you, and I'm changing much around you, saith the Spirit of grace.
And I start to hear the word of the Lord say to you this month of September that this is the season to take more risk. For Father God says this is the season of favor and opportunities. Father God says this is the season when His unmerited grace has already been bestowed upon thee. I also hear Father God saying you'll be dealing with children this month. God says this is the season to love children in a special way and take time for them. I hear Father God saying your creativity is going to the next level this month. I hear Father God saying write it down and make it plain. But this is the season where you're going to uncover some hidden truths. And I hear Father God saying you're coming into a new season of self-discovery. I further hear Father God saying stability concerning financial matters. And I hear Father God saying around the 21st of this month will be a favorable season to even open a new financial account concerning savings, and I also hear Father God saying wise investments this month, and that is the word of the Lord.
Well, now begin to prepare your heart because the prophets are about to come forth. Stay tuned, and I'll be right back and tell you what else I hear God saying for this season that you're about to walk into.
God bless you, Sister Deborah. I hear God saying great woman of God, mighty woman of God, a pioneer, a trailblazer. God says He's put a great word in your mouth. He's giving you great power and great presence. God says you're going to go forward and you're going to be an influence and a deliverer in the community. I see you touching a lot of children and a lot of young people in the community. God says He's raising you up in this time and season, and you're going to go forward. You're going to begin to see what God is showing you, and you're going to see with the eyes of God and not with the eyes of man, and that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord saying that there is going to be something spectacular that's going to happen for you. God is saying that He has trusted you, and God is saying that you've passed the test. And I hear God saying that there is going to be a release that's going to happen. And God is saying that your tears have not been in vain. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Deborah. I'm hearing the word of the Lord saying for you to get some relaxation. I'm hearing God say a massage and a pamper. Because God's a massage and pamper yourself. Because God says that you've been through much. God says that He's releasing some of the stress. God says He's sending forth assistance. God says that you're going to another level in Him. And I'm hearing God speak on restoration, and that is the word of the Lord.
Bless you. God calls you Prophetess Deborah. God says that there is great leadership ability within you. God calls this a season of favor, and God calls you a warrior even in the spiritual realm. Joy and laughter shall be your portion in this season. You shall leap and with joy and singing. And God calls you into a season of restoration, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Deborah. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, connect. Well, Father God says this is the season of new connections, new networking. I hear Father God saying this is the season of restoration and preparation. So Father God says don't look back. And I hear Father God saying he's seeking a closer, intimate relationship with you in this season because you are my prophetess and called to prophesy. Connect and prepare. And that is the word of the Lord.
Well, I pray that you have been blessed by the word of the Lord from the other prophets. I want to thank you so much for moving in faith and getting your seed in the ground. And I want you to begin to know that the Lord says you're going to grow spiritually in this season. You're going to grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. And you're going to see that the Holy Spirit shall lead thee and the Holy Spirit shall guide thee. And I will bring you into a new plateau in me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts. And I will give you wisdom, and the wisdom that I shall impart in thee shall cause you to make right decisions. And you're going to see that during the next 2 to 3 months that you're going to come into a place in a dimension of me, yea, saith the Lord. For the Lord says, know that as you begin to get in his presence, you're going to rise, and you're going to rise in power. You're going to rise in authority. You're going to rise in ambition and even strength. For I, the Lord, shall be with thee, and I shall guide thee, and I shall lead thee. So the Lord says, come away, my beloved, and get into my presence. For the Lord says, I bring you into a time where you need to begin to even fast once a week, one day a week, where you shall focus on me, where you shall focus on the things of the Spirit, and you will stay in my presence mentally, and you will see that I will lead and I will guide thee beside still waters, and you will step into greener pastures. For the Lord says, I desire to sup with thee. I desire for thee to come into my presence, and there you will come into the land of plenty, yea, saith the Spirit of the Lord. And know, Sister Deborah, that you will step into a season and a time of favor and new opportunities. Watch your thinking, watch your attitudes, watch your words. Don't let others bring you into arguments and fights and quarrels. Guard your emotions, manage your emotions in this season. And as you exercise peace in this season, you're going to prosper. For the Lord says, don't get into pointless arguments, for they are not of me. For I will bring you into the land of plenty as you stay in my presence. And as you learn to hear me, yea, saith the Lord of hosts, you will prosper. Learn to hear me, guard your temper, yea, saith the Lord, in this season. For the Lord says, now is a time for you to begin to rise up in me. Now is a time for you to begin to watch your thoughts and the things that you're thinking in this season. Think of those things that are lovely, those things that are pure. And as you begin to do that, I shall bring you into a season of spiritual revelations. I shall bring you to a time of profitable blessings, and you will come into a time of spiritual inheritance. You will come into a time where you begin to see that I am with thee, and you will see that your destiny and your life is in my hands. And as you begin to remember that thoughts of things, woman of God, you're going to prosper, for I see financial and spiritual rewards coming unto thee as you stay in my presence. And as you move in faith and keep your eyes stayed on me, you will surely, surely prosper. For this is my doing, saith the Lord of hosts. Bless you, woman of God.